Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's February 25th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. It's Pebble time. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yesterday we were mentioning about Pebble, new watch coming out, color screen and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's a coming. In fact, people are so excited about it, Pebble actually raised $1 million in under a half an hour on Kickstarter, if you can believe that. And this new release marks a return to the roots for the company, which started way back in 2012 as being one of the biggest Kickstarter campaigns that was ever assembled. But first, let's talk about the watch before we talk about what's going on over there at Kickstarter. Well, for the first time, Pebble's smartwatch is going to have a color e-paper LCD screen. No, it's not the same kind of color display that you're going to find on an Android watch or even an Apple watch for that fact. Only 64 colors are going to be available on this screen. It's going to have less contrast, saturation, and resolution than other screens. Think of it more like a Game Boy color screen, if you can remember way back when with that. The new Pebble Time Watch is going to use very little power and will be visible in very bright daylight. In fact, the battery life is supposed to be so great on this watch, you're not going to have to charge it for 7 days. Price-wise, it's going to be $199, so we're not going to see a price difference whatsoever for the new Pebble Time watch. But if you're into helping them out over there on Kickstarter, you can get it down to $159 for yourself. Be honest with you, I'm more excited about this thing than I am the Apple Watch. Looks like we finally got a release date, at least in a few markets anyways, for the new Galaxy S6 release from Samsung. Samsung is going to unveil the Galaxy S6 and the Galaxy S6 Edge on March 1st in Barcelona, Spain. And by the second half of March, look for the handset to be hitting the shelves. Pricing details for the Galaxy S6, of course, have not been leaked yet, but more than likely, probably look for it about the same price as the last creation. Of course, Samsung has yet to confirm any launch details for either the Galaxy S6 or even the Galaxy S6 Edge. But they sure have been doing that marketing campaign over the last few weeks, releasing a variety of videos announcements just to tease us. I'm sure in about 5 or 6 more days, we're going to know a lot more. Got a Google blog out there. You showing some naughty pictures, you? Shame on you. Shame on you. Google's sick of you, by the way, because Google's going to ban sexually explicit content from its blogging platform. That's right, if you've got some explicit content, nude videos, images, starting March 23rd, 2015, Google's gonna pull your site. Now, bloggers' current content policy allows visuals that show nudity and sexual activities, as long as the blog is marked adult. No reason yet why Google's had a change of heart. Guess they're just feeling a little more conservative nowadays. If you're one of those people now that are a little bit sad that your favorite porn blog is shutting down, have no fear, Mr. Pervert. The Internet Archive's Jason Scott has announced that his team will be backing up the blogger accounts for all prosperity. Plex is looking a lot better over there on the Roku. The new version over there on Roku looks all nice and spiffy now. Let's face it, it really did need an overhaul, didn't it? It includes rich, new, vibrant cover art and a better way of discovering video content like movie trailers and behind-the-scenes footage. However, though, you're going to have to let go of a few things right now while there's the update coming through. The revamped software will handle your movies, music, and TV shows, but channels for photos and playlists are still coming soon. Give a little, take a little. Alright, diehard gamers. Yeah, I'm talking about you PC gamers out there. You're so excited for Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah! Well, it's delayed. Sorry. Yeah, it's been delayed for the second time and is now due out on April 14th. That's being pushed back from the previous release date of March 24th. And before that, it was actually supposed to come out on January 27th. According to the game developer Rockstar, they're saying our apologies to PC gamers worldwide who have been counting down the days until the launch of the game. But a bit more time is needed to ensure that the game is as polished as possible. Now, I know, probably those of you that have already pre-ordered the game going, man, this sucks. Rockstar's gonna compensate you a little bit. $200,000 you're gonna get in game cash. Haha, game cash only. Rockstar's saying with that kind of game cash, you can get yourself a medium-sized house or 2,000 stun guns in Grand Theft Auto Online. It's your choice. Gee, thanks, Rockstar. But I think we just want the game already, alright? Cool. And finally, off we go to Mars.
$5.
And talking about our good friend, Curiosity. Oh, poor robot. He's literally having to learn everything by himself. Even how to drill. But apparently NASA said Curiosity has finally figured out how to drill a hole properly. Let's give him a hand. Yay, yay. Way to go, Curiosity. Apparently before, Curiosity drilled so aggressive that it sometimes broke the rocks it was trying to sample. NASA recently started trying a new drilling algorithm that starts at its lowest power levels and ramps it up only if there isn't much progress. This gentler touch, they're saying, appears to be successful in the early tests. I bet NASA hadn't got anything to do with it. Bet Curiosity just saying, hey, you stuck me out here all by myself? I'm gonna drill the way I want to. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us on our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. Gotta warn you, though, it might be a little bit late tomorrow. Schedule's pretty tight on my behalf tomorrow, but I'm going to do my best to get you out an episode for tomorrow. Just hang in there. Until then, I hope you have a great Hump Day Wednesday, and thank you very much for listening.